Cutler is in a tough three-way race for the Blaine House with Democratic Congressman Mike Michoud and Governor Paul LePage, the Republican incumbent. And much like 4 years ago, when he first ran for governor, there's a name Cutler mentions often as he talks about the experiences he believes make him the best choice for the job.
As a young man in my 20s, I was privileged to work with Senator Ed Muskie on two of this nation's foundational environmental laws.
Cutler, who worked for Muskie after graduating from Harvard, helped the Democrat write the Clean Air and Clean Water Acts. More than 30 years later, the independent candidate for governor embraced his mentor's legacy as he unveiled his own energy and environmental agenda for Maine.
Among his most enduring legacies here in Maine was his insistence that we need not sacrifice jobs for a clean environment, that we don't need to choose between payrolls and pickerel.
But under Paul LePage, Cutler says the delicate balance between business interests, jobs, sound energy policy, and environmental stewardship has gone awry. To fix the situation, the independent is pushing a multifaceted approach. Maine, he says, must commit itself to reducing carbon dioxide emissions. Cutler says the state should embrace a regional clean fuel standard and join other states in increasing the number of zero-emission vehicles to 15% of all new cars sold by 2025. And Maine, he says, needs to increase its commitment to developing more sources of renewable energy while also finding a way to get natural gas lines into many more communities across the state.
We will create a Maine Energy Finance Authority. Maine should be making sound public investments in the energy sector in order to both restore economic activity across Maine and spur the wider development of renewable distributed generation.
On the environment, Cutler says enforcement of state laws and regulations have taken a clear backseat to business interests. He says he'd clean house at the Department of Environmental Protection, beginning with the commissioner, Patty Aho.
I mean, the notion that you would appoint a lobbyist for those regulated industries, highly regulated industries, to the position of the commissioner of the agency responsible for protecting Maine's most precious resource was and remains remarkable to me.
I haven't heard Mr. Cutler's remark.
About an hour after Cutler's event in Bangor, Patty Aho was at the world's leading drumstick manufacturer, the Vic Firth Company in Newport, to help Governor LePage hand out annual awards to companies that went beyond state rules and regulations in their pursuit of environmental sustainability. Aho defended her past work as a lobbyist on behalf of clients in the chemical, drug, oil, and real estate industries.
No surprises there. All of that was asked and answered during my confirmation hearing, and those questions were well answered.
A few minutes later, Aho's boss appeared to take a swipe at candidate Cutler with this full-throated defense of the commissioner and the changes she's made at Maine DEP.
We constantly hear the naysayers, but I will tell you that a lot of good work has been done by the DEP. We've turned the corner on making a culture change in Augusta and having DEP a lot more willing to help the business community.
Way too willing, according to Cutler. Cutler and Mike Michoud have many similar views on environmental and energy policy, but Lizzie Reinhold, communications director for the Michoud campaign, says the Democrat has offered far more detailed ideas than Cutler.
We're really confident in our plan. It's the most detailed plan, and we think he's the only candidate in the race who actually has the ability to bring people together to implement it.
Michoud released his ideas on energy and the environment back in February as part of his Maine Made plan. Both Michoud and Cutler are likely to highlight their differences with LePage often as the campaign intensifies in the months ahead. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.